anything made with cornmeal that's made in the frying pan.
Let's see, made in the frying pan with cornmeal, what for instance?
Well, something like if you just poured some cornmeal into a frying pan, you know, cornmeal batter into a frying pan, kind of thin. Some people call those hoe cakes. You know, they just kind of fry up these things, or a Johnny cake, or
I call it a Johnny cake, but I haven't got the word yet.
All right. Well, Owendah, or now this is other sort of things like spoon bread, or
We would call it spoon bread.
Yeah, spoon bread.
Yeah, spoon bread.
Spoon bread is different, isn't it?
Yeah, spoon bread. You mix up your batter there and just put in a big spoonful at a time, spoonful. That's what you call it, spoon bread, and then it fries in just kind of like a flitter cake.
I see. And your mother ever make bread in the ashes of the fire in the fireplace?
Not in the ashes, in the charcoal, in the baker. You put them in the baker, and my mother used to make rolls that way. You'd have the red hot coals there and put them out on the hearth and put these rolls in that baker.
And
they would raise up.
Any ever made in fish grease? Anything with cornmeal that you'd...
Yeah, they, I don't know what would you call that, where you drop it in that hot grease, so they'd be kind of flitters, that wouldn't be the right word for it.
Well, do you ever call them hush puppies?
I think in my lifetime I've eaten one or two hush puppies. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way you'd make them, though, I believe. That'd be cornmeal dropped in hot grease, I believe, would be what you call hush puppies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a cornmeal dumplings.
The dumplings, I don't know if I've ever eaten any cornmeal dumplings. We've ate out of flour. We have the chicken dumplings and turkey dumplings, and which are very gorgeous.
Now, if you're comparing, you talk about bread that's made at home, you call that homemade bread. What would you call bread that's purchased at a store?
That would be bakery bread.
All right. And something that has a hole in the middle. It's kind of...
Yeah, they make those donuts. They call them donuts.
All right. Now, is that made with baking powder or yeast?
Donuts are made of... I don't know whether they have a little of both in or not. They have baking powder. Now, bread would have some yeast in it. It looks like the donuts would have some yeast in them, too. I don't know. Anyway, they're putting this hot grease there.
Does a donut have to have a hole in the middle in your mind to be called a donut?
It wouldn't be a donut if it didn't have the hole in it.
Okay. Now, you mentioned flitter cakes before. What's another name for flitter cakes?
Well, it could be pancakes.
All right, that's the same thing as a flitter cake.
Pancake and flitter cake would be about the same, I think.
All right. If you're talking about flour, you're talking about how the way you measure flour, you'd say... You measure flour.
A spoonful, a cupful, sure. By the cup, so many cupfuls.
So I went to the store, though, I had to buy one to the store and bought five of flour.
Bag of flour, poke of flour.
Yeah. Okay, say I bought five.
5 pounds of flour.
All right. And the stuff that makes bread rise, you mentioned this before, I think a cake of
yeast and baking powder.
Right.